I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a breaking going to movie theater news. It's a follow-up to a story that riled up a bunch of people last month when I shared that when I go to certain movie theaters, I ask them to layer the popcorn, give me a bottom layer, I'll run, put the butter on, come back,
right.
Top layer, I'll put more butter on. Yeah. And many of you, shockingly, were not down with that.
You well, if you're making other people wait so that you can run back and forth to butter your corn, I can see why that's a problem.
My very same daughter who brought movie theater hack, bring your own cloth napkins to the movie theater, uh-huh. which I never thought of until this year, and it's so much better.
Right.
Those horribly cheap one-ply, if that, napkins that they pass out has come up with another movie theater hack that will stop me from being hated by moviegoers.
Okay. So, you're on a quest to not be hated at the theater.
No, who wants to be hated? Yes. And I didn't think I was bothering anybody, but it turns out I was. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. You get your large popcorn. We're going to share it.
Okay.
You don't need to know that. She also asks for a cardboard box that they put the sodas or the candies mm-hmm. in. And they're like, well, okay, brilliant. She brings over the popcorn buttering stand.
Yeah.
She dumps half of the thing into the cardboard box.
Okay.
And we do our own layering and we don't bother anybody.
Oh, smart.
I mean, again, the things I'm learning just by watching the now generation work out their problems. It's very inspiring.
Okay. Okay. What movie did you guys go see?
Oh, we saw Saturday Night. It's the Saturday Night Live origin film.
Okay.
I thought it was about the first season, the making of the first season, getting the cast, blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. It was the making of the first ever show.
Okay.
It's like the 90 minutes leading up. It's a very, it's tension filled. It's really interesting. And if you remember any of those early days of SNL, it's very, very fascinating to watch.
Right, I bet.
Yeah.
And so many of the people that were part of that who aren't here anymore.
Yeah, I thought of that when the actors, the really good actors that mm-hmm. played John Belushi and Gilda Radner were on screen because they were so young and just starting off.
Yeah.
And God, Belushi was only, I think, 32 when he passed away. So stupid, stupid young. Anyway, totally recommend Saturday Night. I could not, as much as I could despise The Joker 2, no thank you.
Oh, everyone did, I think, right?
Oh,
everyone
God.
Did.
I loved Saturday Night, so I totally recommend it.
Excellent.
And remember that buttering hack on your popcorn. If you remember anything else in this conversation.
Okay.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Bradley Gilbert fans in Tupelo, Mississippi saw musical history over the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's ever been an instance when an artist stopped his show, ran out to the tour bus to help deliver his child as his wife gave birth during the show, and then came back and finished the show. I don't think it's ever happened.
It's insane.
Bradley and his wife talked us through just what happened. It's a great, great story.
So we're four songs in. Our due date was the end of the month. We had an idea that things might happen a little earlier, so we were prepared. So we thought we had at least another week, maybe two. When initially he grabbed me, I thought it may have been a security threat, but quickly after, you know, my tour manager kind of very intently kind of pulled me towards him, and he was like, baby. And when he said baby, we all just took off running, and, you know, I got on the bus, washed my hands really quick, and the minute I knelt beside her, things started happening, and it was amazing, man. I got to catch my son and hand him to the Wonder Woman that that brought him into the world.
It was kind of all the last moment. I had been having contractions on and off, and so I went to bed early, didn't go to the show because I was trying to get some rest that night, and I was just thinking that the contractions I was having were like the ones I'd been having previously, and then it went from me laying in the bed reading a book to barely making it to the front of the bus to call the midwife. And she got there and checked me, and I was 10 centimeters. So we got him immediately at that point.
Well, we had joked that, you know, in the very, very slim possible chance of it happening, that I would come back out and go to the front of the stage and hold the baby up like Lion King. My tour manager had made an announcement that, hey, we were taking a brief intermission. He said, Brantley's got to handle some business. He said, y'all get some beers and we'll be back. And y'all, when she had this baby, I still had my in-ear monitors on. So we could kind of hear what was going on inside the venue. But it was wild, man. The minute it happened, my tour manager came up and he said, man, I know this sounds crazy, but if we go on within 15 minutes, we can finish. And I just kind of looked at her, and she looked at me, and she said, "Are you serious?" And I just kept looking at her, and she looked at me with this understanding, and said, "You need to go finish." I took my shirt off and got to hold my little boy for a couple of months.
He held him for a minute and then went, and it gave me time to get cleaned up, and I got to lay there and hold my baby for a little bit. And then he came back. We woke up our older kids, and we got to all be a family together.
First of all, I know exactly why she gave birth early. 9 months pregnant on a tour bus? No.
I'm done.
Her inside said, "We're taking care of business tonight."
It would have been great, though, had Brantley been able to bring the baby on, put the spotlight on it.
I don't think she wanted anything to do with that. But how much stones does it take for the tour manager to step in and go, "Hey, guys, hate to interrupt this moment, but we can wrap this up. We can go get the show done and I'll get paid still."
Yeah. Well, it's that. It's get paid or offer refunds.
I mean, I don't know what the situation would be, but I can't imagine stepping into that moment. You know, interrupting this beautiful, unbelievable moment with a family to say, "Brantley, you know, I don't know."
She clearly felt it was the right decision.
what a great story. For the rest of their lives, they can share that story. 833-287-1037. Love to get you on right now to take on Tammy at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We can't guarantee Parker McCollum's going to stop his show to help deliver a child, but anything goes now. That's the prize you get for taking on Tammy at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. It's John and Tammy. Call now. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It probably would have died if it wasn't for Tucker.
That is 11-year-old Jamie. Jamie lives in North Carolina. Tucker is his dog. And Tucker saved his life.
Jamie and his sister were with their grandparents at home when a mudslide hit because of Hurricane Helene.
It was terrifying. I was on the couch with Gemma. Then the house mudslided and I face-planted into a wall, like full body went flying. It was scary. I thought I was all alone, no one else. I thought they died. It felt like forever down there. I just felt water dripping on me. I thought I was either gonna drown or run out of air. I was screaming on the top of my lungs to my grandma, and she couldn't even hear me. Tucker, he was above me, on top of it, and he was barking. I heard him whining and barking. Since he has a really big nose and really big ears, I think he could hear me and smell me. I thought he was trying to tell them where I was.
Man, dogs are amazing.
So here's the wild thing. Jamie and his sister had saved up money to go to a dog rescue, and Tucker is the dog they ended up with.
And he was the last dog there, and when he saw us, he just ran right up to us. He rescued me.
You think that was Tucker's way of paying back? "Hey, man, you rescued me. I'm going to rescue you now."
It could be. Clearly, it's an incredible story. And even with all the sadness that's around it, because Jamie's grandmother had said that they were 4 months away from paying off their home.
Ugh.
And now it's all gone.
They literally have nothing. As a matter of fact, the hospital nurses that were taking care of Jamie got together as a team to just get the essentials for this family. They literally have nothing, including the home that, as Tammy just mentioned, can you even imagine?
Yeah, it's
4 months away from being 100% theirs.
I know. That's so sad. We've shared the story on KSON's Facebook page. And in the comments, there's also a fundraiser link that people have put together for this family. So
we know that they're all the way across the country. Mm-hmm. But anyone that's dealt with a mudslide here or a wildfire here, that all of a sudden it's all gone, completely can relate to that. And, you got a little something to help out, please do so. Lainey Wilson angered some Dallas Cowboy fans over the weekend. I mean, it's more Dallas Cowboys angered Dallas Cowboy fans over the weekend, but Lainey Wilson's announcement of the halftime performance at the Thanksgiving game, the timing was questioned, let's put it that way. And that is part of our College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Will is in Escondido. What's up, Will?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
I mean, I hope everything's going great with you. Everything's going okay with us. We're still in, well, at least I am still in my post-Padres depression. But, you know, we'll get through this together. Will, it takes a village.
It takes a village, John.
I know, pal. We'll get through this. Anyway, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of this, out of the studio.
Tammy, can you go ahead and take off for us, please?
Oh, you bet.
Will, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Will, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Happy birthday to Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York. She used to be married to Prince Andrew and was also known as a spokesperson for this weight loss program that Oprah used to be part owner of. What is it?
Weight Watchers?
Harrison Ford says he continues acting for the, quote, essential human contact. Harrison is known for playing 2 of the most iconic Hollywood film roles of all time. Name either of them.
Indiana Jones.
Finn Wolfhard is looking forward to possibly keeping 2 props from the Netflix special. It is finally about to start its 5th and final season. On the show, he plays Mike Wheeler. What's the show?
Stranger Things.
Comedian and actor Larry Miller is having a birthday today. You may know him as the Beverly Hills store manager, who's very grateful for Julia Roberts and Richard Gere's business in this movie.
Excuse me, sir. Exactly how obscene an amount of money were you talking about? Just profane or really offensive?
Really offensive.
I like him so much.
What's the movie?
Runaway Bride.
And finally, Lainey Wilson announced that she'll headline the Thanksgiving Day halftime show at the Dallas Cowboy game to kick off this charitable organization's Red Kettle campaign. What's the organization?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Will, what do you got going on today?
Oh, just on my work, way to work. I work at logistics.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
Okay. Timmy, Will today did 3 out of 5. Started strong, but kind of the end. So.
All right.
Happy birthday to Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York. She used to be married to Prince Andrew and was also known as a spokesperson for this weight loss program that Oprah used to be part owner of. What is it?
Weight Watchers.
That's right. So it's 1-1 because Will knew that. Harrison Ford says he continues acting for the, quote, essential human contact. Harrison's known for playing 2 of the most iconic Hollywood film roles of all time. Name either of them.
Han Solo.
Han Solo and Indiana Jones is the other, and that's what Will went with, 2-2. Finn Wolfhard is looking forward to possibly keeping 2 props from the Netflix special that is finally about to start its 5th and final season. On the show, he plays Mike Wheeler. What's the show?
Is it Stranger Things?
It is Stranger Things. 3-3, Will knew that. Comedian and actor Larry Miller is having a birthday today. Timmy, you may know him as the Beverly Hills store manager, who's very grateful for Julia Roberts and Richard Gere's business in this movie.
Excuse me, sir. Exactly how obscene an amount of money were you talking about? Just profane or really offensive?
Really offensive.
I like him so much.
What is the movie?
Pretty Woman.
That's right. Will went with the other one, Runaway Bride with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts. Not the realistic story about a hooker with a heart of gold. That was Pretty Woman.
You know, anytime that's on, my husband wants to watch it. He loves that movie.
It's a good movie. It's just a very, very popular film. This just in. Pretty Woman did okay for itself. All right, it's now 4-3. Will couldn't come up with it. Finally, Tammy, Lainey Wilson announced that she'll headline the Thanksgiving Day halftime show at the Dallas Cowboys game to kick off this charitable organization's Red Kettle campaign. What's the organization?
Salvation Army.
That's the Salvation Army, Will. Ringing the bell in front of the storefronts. You knew that. Anyway, today Timmy finishes with a clean sweep, 5-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you, pal.
A pair of tickets to see Parker McCollum October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater.
Awesome.
All right, Will, have a great day. Enjoy the show. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Will from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Sat down to watch the Mets-Dodgers game yesterday afternoon, thinking I love afternoon baseball. Let me correct that. I love afternoon baseball when our Padres are still playing. I was depressed.
Yeah, but they beat the Dodgers. I know. They spanked them.
All I kept thinking was, man, we should be playing the Mets at our house right now. I should be there right now. I'll get through this, but I'm going to need your help. Let's do this together. I'm only half joking. 833-287-1037. Good morning, Heather and La Mesa. What's going on?
Good morning. I feel for you. I, too, was in tears at the end of the game. My son sat next to me, put his arm around me like our dog had died. I was devastated.
Hold on a second. Are you comparing it to your dog dying, or did your dog also die?
No, my dog didn't die, but it was close.
Okay, God, so that's a hell of a weekend.
No.
I had a girlfriend over Friday night who I've been friends with since my early 20s, and she's not really big into sports. But just the way that the Padres were this year, you know, they kind of sucked her in too. And we were watching the game, and when it was over, it was like, I was surprised how truly bummed someone was who wasn't necessarily a big baseball fan. She was really, really bummed.
Yeah, I'm not really a baseball fan. I'm a Padres fan. I was heart-wrecked.
Yeah.
I'm still heart-wrecked.
Yeah, I know.
Now I just watch the Dodgers lose. That's all I want to watch. I just want to watch them get pummeled.
I was the opposite. It's so weird. I think I was in shock in a weird way. I don't mean to like be over dramatic, but I was watching the game with my daughter. She's by far my ride or die for Padres games in person. So it just felt apt and felt very fitting to watch the game at her place and had dinner over there. And I figured all along, you know, we're only losing 2-0. Yu Darvish is pitching another masterpiece. We're going to come back and take this. I just was waiting for the big comeback. That never happened.
Oh, yeah.
And when it was very clear it was over. I packed up my stuff. I hugged my daughter, kissed her on the forehead, said goodbye, and was home within 20 minutes, pounding a Haagen-Dazs chocolate peanut butter ice cream because that's how I drowned my sorrows.
I'm diabetic. I can't eat ice cream, so I cried.
Well, I don't mean to rub it in, but it was marvelous. But I was, I don't know. I went to bed, and I woke up the next morning, and I'm like, yeah, the Padres lost, and their season's over, and they lost to the Dodgers, who you can't stand, and why aren't you more angry? Why aren't you more sad? And I think it was denial. I think it's a stage of grief.
I know
that sounds dramatic, but
no,
last night.
No, but there was a lot. You invested so much. Plus, you absolutely adore baseball.
I mean, I do. There's nothing I love better than going to Petco Park. And I'll tell you, had I known that last Wednesday would be my last time at Petco Park for the season, or at least my last time watching the Padres in person this year, I don't know. I would have stayed longer. I would have been like Jackson Merrill going to the ballpark the next day just to sit outside his locker and look at it. I probably would have gotten kicked out pretty quickly had I done that. Yeah. But late February, Heather, is when pitchers and catchers report. Should be a very interesting offseason with all the people that we might lose or gain. So, I mean, I hate saying wait till next year, but we've got no other choice. But, all right, take care, Heather.
Okay, bye.
And again, I know how dopey it is to have actual mood swings depending on how your favorite team does, because they're not talking about me right now. They're not changing their day because of me.
You're not alone.
Oh, I know I'm not alone. And you know what? That's the thing. There's so many of us diehard fans that thought this is different this year. And I know we say it every year, but even like, remember last week, I know you remember, Timmy, but when Jan from Lakeside, one of our favorite people, called up and said she just lost her father the week before, she thought this was going to be the year that her father would help, the spirit of her father would help them finally win a World Series. And there's so many stories like that. And I feel sad for all of us because we were so happy together last week. And now we're kind of like, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm like, ugh, baseball. Yay. I mean, I'm watching it still because I love the game and I love the postseason, but ooh, it's a bitter pill to swallow this year, Tim. And I'm not mad at the Padres.
Yeah, right.
I'm just mad that it happened. I mean, it's a crappy game sometimes because of what happened. You just go cold and there's no answer for it.
Are you as angry as the Dallas Cowboy fans were over the weekend?
Oh my goodness, this is a fun story, unless you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. Probably not the best time for cheerful, bright-eyed Lainey Wilson to announce that she's headlining the halftime show at Dallas Stadium on Thanksgiving Day when the Cowboys are getting trounced at that very same stadium. And that's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Thank you, Tammy. That changed my mood on KSON.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why were the Dallas Cowboy fans really irritated by this announcement on Sunday afternoon?
Lainey Wilson here, training to be an honorary Dallas Cowboys cheerleader for the Salvation Army's Red Kettle Kickoff halftime show. Tune in to watch me and a special guest this Thanksgiving on Fox.
I wonder if that special guest is Post Malone.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's what I'm wondering.
I can guarantee it is. I was so funny. I was just looking it up because I thought he would actually do it. So
I hope it's not now. Just because she said, I can guarantee that it is.
Makes sense.
It does, but...
Yeah. It does.
Together. You know Post Malone's a massive Dallas Cowboy fan.
Hang on, we'll get back to that in a second. I mentioned that Cowboys fans were super irritated with the timing of that announcement. Had the NFL just ran that spot, I think everything would have been fine.
Yes.
But they chose to have a live interview with Lainey Wilson during halftime at Dallas Stadium.
Yeah.
And this was a halftime of a game that Dallas was supposed to be competitive in against the Detroit Lions. At halftime, the Dallas Cowboys on their turf were getting beaten 34-6.
Yeah.
That's the time that Lainey, it wasn't Lainey's fault.
No.
It wasn't the NFL's fault.
It was the producers of the show who chose that spot. Not a good spot to do.
Fans were pretty grumpy anyway.
Yeah.
To say they were less than pleased with the timing of this announcement would be an understatement. This is the first thing I read. You're losing 34-6. Read the room. Oh. No one cares. This team sucks. If the special guest can't call offensive plays, I don't want to hear about it right now. Can Lainey Wilson run the ball or stop the run? These are the kindest comments we can find. Yeah. Cowboys hopefully win a few games before Thanksgiving so Lainey has a nice crowd to sing to. By the way, the Cowboys ended up getting trounced. Are you ready for this? 47-9 on their turf.
Okay. Quickly, let's go back to how Jessica can guarantee that it's posted.
Yes.
I want to know.
I looked up his tour schedule. Uh-huh. He's not on tour that day.
Okay.
Doesn't have any show schedules. I mean, where it just makes the most sense.
Where is he the day before and day after?
It doesn't have any tour dates that month. And I think he goes to every game. I'm pretty sure he's a season ticket holder.
Right.
It's actually kind of cute why he's such a big fan. His dad was a vendor at Cowboys Stadium for a long time. And so he's a giant Cowboys fan. In fact, Pour Me a Drink has a lyric about the Cowboys.
Yes.
His Cowboys
lost another one in overtime, I think is the line. Yeah.
Yeah, which is very apropos for all of my fellow Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would put good money on it that it would be him.
Who's your favorite cowboy right now?
I don't know. What about the players?
I asked because I heard my fellow cowboy fans.
I'm still
I know
a
you
Cowboys.
Bleed.
It's very hard when they break your heart every single season.
One player.
And I only have.
Just tell me one player. Currently playing right now. Yeah.
I go back to my Jason Witten, DeMarcus Ware. Like, they're not still playing anymore. Yeah. I know that for sure. That was my team. Yeah, love Jason Witten.
Yeah. One player now.
I don't know.
Okay.
I only have room in my head for one sports team, and right now it's just full of Padre players. So it's pushed all my cowboy knowledge out.
Okay, sure. Huge fan. All right. We hope we call your name to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. That's coming up at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Producer Jessica, I saw on one of your Instagram stories you ran 4 miles the other day.
Yeah.
Were you being chased? Good for you. 4 miles is no joke.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm back in half marathon training now.
Okay, so.
Because I'm a masochist.
Okay, so we know that you did your marathon for St. Jude as a fundraiser, and you did a really good job, and you raised money. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was a 10K, so it was only 6 miles that time. I am doing it's the Disneyland Half Marathon Challenge.
Okay.
So, since February, so on the Saturday, I run the 10K, the 6 miles, and then on the Sunday, the next day, I run a half marathon.
Whoa.
Which is how long?
13.1 miles.
So you're planning on running somewhere about 20 miles back to back date.
It's 19.3.
All right. Yeah. Okay. 20 miles.
20
miles.
John, it is 27 miles.
Of course it is. Did I tell you I ran 30 miles? You're going to run 20 miles in one weekend, back-to-back days.
Yeah, so I used to do these all the time, and then, I had a kid, and so I didn't. So I haven't done one of these in about 10 years.
Okay.
So right now I'm in training, so that's why I did the 4 miles last week. I'm running about 3 times a week. I have a whole training plan, but it's a lot of work, and you really have to, especially because my body is so different than it was 10 years ago after a kid.
All of ours, yes.
So I have to really pay attention to what I'm eating, how I'm training.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I know. During the holiday season, too. Really dumb mistake I made. But
a complete lesson in discipline and willpower that will help you even more.
Yeah. So, but I am doing it for St. Jude again.
Beautiful. Okay.
So I'll post the link on our Facebook and Instagram. Last race I did for St. Jude, I had to raise $1,000. This time I need to raise $2,000.
Okay.
So.
I wonder if you're going to be like my cousin Dave. Dave, I never thought him to be a runner, but decided that he wanted to start running.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think I don't think there's a marathon on this earth he hasn't run in. He's on the Tokyo Marathon. He's on the German Marathon, the London Marathon, the Boston Marathon.
I've done a Real Housewives Marathon. Does that count?
Yes. Absolutely.
You binge watched? That's hilarious. My point is, Jessica, do you think it's now become a thing for him? He's addicted to it. Do you see that happening to you is my question.
I'm not a full marathon person, and I don't
At this time, you're not, but who knows?
I never will be, because the 13 miles destroys my body. I'm sore for a couple days. And really, I just want to get this next one done, and I think I'm done. I have been addicted to them in the past, though, the half marathons. I was doing two or three a year. I did 1 year where I did at least a 5K every single month.
Wow. That's impressive.
I have just a box of race medals, and it's addictive because it's so much fun. You get the endorphins, and it's this fun, community effort. You get so many people that are like-minded around you.
I get it.
They're a blast.
I get it. Listen, you guys know that I like going to the gym. It's become a thing for me, and it's especially great because I go with my best friend. She keeps me accountable, but I still hate the running part every time. Yeah. Every time. It's always a good day when we go in and look at the board and go, "Ooh, no running today."
Yeah.
That's funny. When I was in college, I took a jogging class. I went to a very important university, and I was in really good shape at that point.
Sure.
And I detested jogging class. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, congratulations, Jessica. Yes. Good luck, and you have our full support. That's a really impressive thing. 20 miles in one weekend. Yeah. That's no joke. Good
for you. I have your monetary support, too?
You always do. Okay. More than Tammy's. You know that.
Oh, my God.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Sam in Carlsbad. Hey, Sam.
Hi.
Sam, would you please do me a favor? Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Tammy, can you go get some coffee?
You bet. Good luck.
Sam, I got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Sam, that all ties are going to go to Tam, okay?
Okay.
Sam versus Tam in the College of Hollywood Knowledge. Here we go. Time for a random candy bar slogan question. Tell me the name and also fill in the blank to this candy bar's slogan. Nobody's going to lay a finger on my...
Butterfinger?
This classic TV show, Saved by the Bell, followed the students of Bayside High. The show centered around Zach Morris, Lisa Turtle, A.C. Slater, Kelly Kapowski, Jesse Spano, and Samuel Powers, who went by this nickname. What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. Today is Be Bald and Be Free Day. One of the most famous bald actors is this actor who starred in Die Hard and Pulp Fiction. Who is he?
Is it Bruce Willis?
Lady Gaga's pre-fame performance in front of a small crowd at Lollapalooza in 2007 was thought to be lost, but has been found again and can be seen on YouTube. What Midwest city has Lollapalooza been held in since 2005?
Chicago?
No matter how scrambled a Rubik's Cube is, there's always a way to solve it within 20 moves. How many different colors are on a standard Rubik's Cube?
Six.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Sam, what's your day looking like today? What's going on?
Going out to Phoenix to visit family.
Oh, so you're on the road trip right now.
Yeah.
All right. Now you're cruising.
Well, drive safely. Enjoy your family. Sam did 4 out of 5, and I think possibly missed the easiest one. Not to shame you, Sammy, but you could have gone 5 out of 5 there. Tam, time for a random candy bar slogan question. Tell me the name and also fill in the blank to this candy bar slogan. Nobody's going to lay a finger on my...
Butterfinger.
That's right. Sam knew that. It's 1-1. The classic TV show Saved by the Bell followed the students of Bayside High and centered around Zach Morris, Lisa Turtle, A.C. Slater, Kelly Kapowski, Jesse Spano, and Samuel Powers, who went by this nickname. What was it?
His nickname was, oh my God.
This is the one that Sam missed, too.
I
didn't know his name was Samuel.
Screech.
There we go. Say it again.
Screech.
There we go. Ring a bell, Sam?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay, good enough. It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, today is Be Bald and Be Free Day. One of the most famous bald actors is this actor who starred in Die Hard and Pulp Fiction. Who is he?
Bruce Willis.
Sam knew that. 3-2, Tammy. Lady Gaga's Fame performance in front of a small crowd at Lollapalooza in 2007 was thought to be lost but has been found and can be seen on YouTube. What Midwest city has Lollapalooza been held in since 2005?
I believe Chicago.
Chicago's correct. Sam knew that. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, no matter how scrambled a Rubik's Cube is, there's always a way to solve it within 20 moves. How many different colors are on our standard Rubik's Cube?
One, two. Sorry, I'm doing my counting here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 is right. Man, that's a tough question. Yeah. And you both nailed it. Well done. Sam, I'm sorry. Tammy gets a 5 out of 5 day-to-day. Really impressive. I thought your 4 out of 5 was great, too, but sadly not going to be enough for Tammy's money. But still have a great prize for you.
Yes, you now have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum. He'll be at the Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater at SDSU on October 25th.
Thank you.
Sam, enjoy your road trip. Be safe. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Sam from Postbad, and I'm from out of Tammy's College in Hollywood College.
On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Oh, my goodness. It's Elizabeth from Ramona.
Hi.
Elizabeth and Ramona, you're going to Stagecoach.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Will this be your first time going to Stagecoach, Elizabeth?
No, we went last year, and it was the best time.
What was the best part of last year's Stagecoach?
Jelly Roll. Amazing.
Right, and now he's the headliner. And he said to all of us, if Stagecoach hires me as a headliner, I'm going to spend every cent I have. I fly them in on my dime to bring the best surprise guests on stage. So he's going to take what he did last year and just kick it to the moon.
Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing. And he's just so good. He's so relevant to everything.
Who are you bringing with?
My husband.
Is that an excited or is that...
Come on.
He'll learn to be excited.
Oh, see, that's why I'm asking. I mean, maybe like, you know, she'd be like, oh, I'd rather take my best friend, but I better take my husband.
Oh, he's good. He loves it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
He loves it. He better.
If he knows what's good for him, he does.
Yeah, he will.
Elizabeth, take that road to Stagecoach. Thank you for listening to us on KSON.
Thank you.
You can sign up as well to take John and Tammy's road to Stagecoach. It's being refreshed by EcoWaterSoCal.com. Your water should be perfect. On KSON.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
We just got another email from JR, who is our building manager.
I know who JR is.
The audience doesn't.
What did I do now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, let's go to the video.
John in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
John is at the sink. He's washing a cup.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good thing. Washing the cup. Wait, I'm confused. Did he set the coffee mug down?
Yes, he set the coffee mug down.
Okay.
That's where I dry my coffee mug every day. Uh-huh. I wash it and I dry it there. What's the big deal? I use it every day. I'm clearly washing it out and that's where it's drying. Why is this even a thing right now? Why are we even talking about this? Why am I irritated by this? I'll tell you why. So here's a little background. We have a Ring camera set up in our kitchen area, which is supposed to bust people who are guilty of just throwing their dishes in the sink and walking away so they're somebody else's problem. It's a problem in this building. It's a thing here. That's why the Ring camera has been set up. But that's not what this is.
I'm getting a report that this coffee mug has been...
We all got the same email, Jessica. Yes. I'm getting a report.
Getting a report.
So what am I? I'm being accused of keeping my coffee mug out for a week?
That you didn't put it away. You rinsed it out and then just put it on the sink and then left it there for a week.
That's not accurate at all. It shows me washing the same coffee mug I use every day. After I'm done washing the dish that I made dirty, I put it on the towel that is next to the sink where people dry their stuff off.
Uh-huh.
The next day, I take the same mug and have my coffee and do the same thing. Wash it.
Totally makes sense. Totally makes
sense.
So
why am I being called out?
Okay, well, apparently because in JR's mind, that coffee mug was set there and left there and never moved again.
Yeah, that's his own problem.
But that's okay.
That's his own problem?
That's something we need JR to know, though. That would be a good thing to let him know.
Or maybe put it over next to where you stand every day so that it's not in the communal area so that nobody else uses it.
Or maybe call out the sales jerks that keep their dirty dishes in the sink for somebody else to do every day. I don't see those guys getting called out at all.
Well, they might be.
This is the second time I've done something and been in it. He's right there. Jessica, please go grab JR.
Sean, it didn't go to everybody in San Diego. This was just an email to me and producer Jessica and you.
Yeah? Well, this is garbage. And I'm going to put an end to it right now. JR, please come to the microphone.
Yes, yes.
You've called me out again, and this is just not accurate. I use the coffee mug every day. I wash it every day. I dry it every day. The next day, I do the same thing.
Why has it been sitting there for 2 weeks?
Because that's the my daily
that's
routine.
Where he stores it.
That's where I dry it. I air dry it.
So he cleans it, sets it there, and then he leaves it there till the next morning. Huh?
It is put away on a drying towel. That's what
put
people
it
do.
Away.
And why aren't you calling out the actual criminals in this building? The ones that steal your ice, okay? Or leave their moldy dishes in the sink for somebody else to clean.
Yeah.
I clean that mug every day. I use that mug every day.
But you should. I can see what he's saying. Don't leave it in the communal area. That's what I do with my mug. I wash it and I bring it back in here.
Oh, that's a good story. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I'm tired of being called out.
John, I'm going to say, from my perspective, I wouldn't put my towel or my cup there and leave it there to dry because no one ever washes that. You are leaving a cup upside down on top of something that is kind of gross. I'm just saying it for your own health.
Okay. So I'm sloppy and I'm infested with germs.
No,
what else?
I'm trying to keep you from getting infested with germs. I'm saying health-wise, it's better for you after you wash it, just bring it back into the room.
John, when you pick up a towel and it's crunchy, like Velcro, you shouldn't be putting your stuff on it.
That's good advice for anything.
Or it means you're cleaning your teenage boy's room.
So anyway, just for your own health, I wouldn't leave it there, John. I'd wash it and just bring it back in here.
Is there anything else?
Beautiful.
I'd like to do a show that entertains people, maybe educates them, and teaches them a lesson about life.
I
not
think
John
if we go back
screws
about
up in the office
15
again.
15 seconds ago, I was laughing pretty darn hard. So.
Unbelievable. Now I'm in trouble for washing a mug.
You're not
in
trouble.
And drinking it. Why was I called out?
Because you're dirty.
And don't forget germ infested.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy, you know me more than anybody probably does, other than my children, I would say. So you know how much I love afternoon baseball, especially in the postseason.
Yeah.
So I sat down yesterday to watch the Dodgers-Mets game thinking, well, it's still afternoon baseball. It's the postseason. It's the NLCS. I lasted like 2 or 3 innings. I was bothered by the fact that we weren't playing baseball anymore. That should have been us.
Yeah,
how do we lose that series? The point is I'm not anywhere near over this.
No, I think a lot of people aren't. But
why do we do that?
I don't know. But they got beat yesterday.
I know.
That's a good thing.
I know. Trust me. I'm a Mets fan right now, but I'm more of a Padres fan. I'm thinking, I'm not angry yet, but I'm not in denial. I must have gotten through the anger stage of grief while I was sleeping. Maybe I was thrashing around a lot. So now I'm in the depression stage. The point is, this is so stupid. This is so stupid. I want to be thankful for all the games I got to go to this year and all the great food I had at Petco Park and the relationships I met while meeting other fans at the park and spending time with not only my good friends but my daughter at the game. Such a good positive thing. But why can't I be there right now?
I don't know. I don't know, John. I'm sorry.
Grief
if you
is
have
a real
therapy
thing.
Appointment this week, that might be a good thing to bring up.
I actually do.
I'm not joking.
I don't think I'm going to waste my therapist's time with, oh, boo-hoo, the Padres lost.
Football. You have football. And you have fantasy football. Oh, Lord, that could be a whole other thing.
Why did you bring that up?
Oh, no.
Really quickly. You brought it up, not me. Really quickly. Tell me the score of this game, and tell me why I might be just a little bit irritated by the whole sporting world today. This was the matchup in my family fantasy football league against our family friend Shifty. Tell everyone the score of the matchup, Tammy.
148.5 versus 148.2. Yeah.
I lost by a tenth of a point!
Yeah, I know. You know what? We can get into more of this tomorrow with your mom.
Oh, man. What happened to my fall? Last week it was so great.
Greg is coming in next with a chance for you to win tickets to see Kane Brown with his Lunchtime Link. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.